Right now, our guest is Kelly Rybczyk. Kelly is the Director of Operations, Project SAGE, which we've come to know as Women Support Services. But their mission has expanded and developed and grown over the years. They are now known as Project SAGE, and let's welcome in Kelly. Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Ah, thank you for having me today. I'm so excited to be here.
So let's talk about the transformation from Women's Support Services and Project SAGE and the underneath your Project SAGE on the website to end relationship violence. I mean, there has been, since I've been around and since I've been watching the growth of Women's Support Services, an amazing expansion of services to just about everybody in the Northwest Corner and Tri-State region.
Yes, absolutely. So actually, when the agency started over 40 years ago, we started as Women's Emergency Services, and that was really just responding to the immediate need to keep people safe from harm and sheltering them. And as time went on, we realized that we were supporting people in other ways and doing safety planning. And so in 1999, we changed to Women's Support Services. But then over the past few years, we, as you mentioned, we've expanded our programs even further, especially our prevention education programming in the schools. And we noticed that we're working with clients that identify as a variety of genders. And our name didn't really reflect the true nature of what we're doing. And so we found that we had male-identified clients who would call and say, I'm not sure if you can help me, or I'm not sure I have the right place. And then students in the schools, I actually had a middle schooler say to me, you know I'm never going to call you, right? And I said, well, why not? And he said, because you're Women's Support Services and I'm a guy. And so as these conversations went on, we started talking as a staff and realized that we needed a name that was more inclusive because our name was actually a barrier to reaching the people that we wanted to serve.
You know, it's interesting because as time has gone by, you're right. I mean, we have gone from sexual identities of men and women to now with a different outlook on life and a different outlook on people. There are many different identities that a person can take sexually and identify as. Not only that, but by entering into the early education portion of it, to really try to stop it at an early age, it definitely, even at that point, crossed the borderline from women to include men. And I think the journey that you're on and the change to the name Project SAGE is so important because I think once people understand and see Project SAGE, it will end all those biases where people think that they can't use your services.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what we're hoping for. And we've been so thrilled with the reaction of the community and the support of the community for Project SAGE. Since we rolled out the new name, we've heard a lot of positive feedback. And we've even had clients who have said, oh, I'm so glad that you've made this change, and it actually made me feel even more comfortable to call you. So we're really happy that has been the effect in the community. And I guess a little background on how we landed on SAGE, we felt that word embodies wisdom and healing, and so it both honors the capacity of our clients to make their own choices, which is a huge part of what we do, but also reflects the wisdom of our staff and our community partners and our donors as we all work together to eradicate domestic violence.
And I think what you've become also is you've always had a community involvement, but now your community involvement really does span any age group, anybody who identifies as just about anything. You are overall involved in almost every aspect of the community at large, all working to solve not just one problem, but several problems, and not only solve them and provide support. That's another thing. The support you provide people on top of your mission to go out and try to educate people so this doesn't happen, your support for people, I think, means so much in having so many successful outcomes.
Well, yes, absolutely. We've spoken to over several hundred clients every year that we reach out to them that we support either through one-on-one services. We have over 1,000 crisis phone calls every year that we are responding to each day, and then we have our also our clients that we're supporting in court. So we have numerous ways and avenues that we're reaching the community and helping. And then, as you mentioned, our prevention education programs, we are in 6th grade through 12th grade in every public school in Region 1, and we have programs that we're teaching about healthy relationships and healthy expression of emotion and all of those pieces that we're hoping all together will end with a positive difference and a decrease in domestic violence in our area.
We are speaking with Kelly Dribzik, once again, Director of Operations for Project SAGE. And for people who are listening and don't understand really what happens here, I'm looking at some figures. You provided services through June 30th of 2022, 821 clients, 412 who were new clients. The composition broke down to 381 adults, 31 youth. Here's a factor which I think will shock a lot of people. 197 female, 111 male, and 4 who identify as others. Your hotline, 1,485 requests were made to the hotline. You provided emergency shelter to 20 people for a total of 2,100 nights or more. You provided criminal and court advocacy to support the victims. And all those things, especially, I think, providing the advocacy when somebody goes into court is so important, because going into court as an individual is unbelievably hard, but going in with Project SAGE and the support you give makes that horrible feeling go away, where you're feeling it's not you against the world.
Oh, absolutely. We have a advocate who is actually, she works at the court in Torrington, and that's where her office is, and she's there for clients every day, and she's there to help them put together their statements. If they're appearing in court, she's there to help talk them through the process, because as you say, it is a really intimidating and scary process to walk into and not really have an idea of what might happen. And she's there to explain what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and there to support clients through that process.
Well, just imagine, you've gone through, whoever you are, a process of intimidation and fear, and now you go into a courtroom, and if you're by yourself, that intimidation and fear is already implanted in you and only grows because you feel like it's just you alone against the world. And that's something that nobody wants to feel.
Yes, absolutely. And our advocate will often say it makes her feel so helpful, because what she is doing is empowering the client that she's working with to have a voice. And so if the client wants our advocate to stand right next to them in court, she'll stand right next to them in court. If the client wants her to sit back and just be there as support, then that's where she'll be. And it's just really important to have that knowledge that you have someone there by your side helping you through this.
If people want more information, the website is project-sage.org. But if all else fails, if you type in Women's Support Services for Sharon, you'll also be directed to the right place just during this time where you go on. Now, for the people that are listening, how can they get involved? How can they help? What can they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if anybody was reaching out for help, we have a hotline that is 24/7 where you can always reach help. And our hotline is 860-364-1900. But if you're calling in, it's not a crisis and you're just looking because you want to get involved, our number is 860-364-1080. And we have a tremendous volunteer program. We do volunteer training. It's 20 hours of training in order to become a volunteer. So, and then those volunteers can help either on the hotline, they can help with clients. We have various different projects that happen. People can also volunteer for Trade Secrets, which is our big fundraiser, and that does not involve a 20-hour training if they'd like to get involved with Trade Secrets. And then we also are embarking on a new phase. We just moved into a new building, and it's much larger and very exciting to be in a bigger space, but we've only finished half of it. So we're about to start on the other half. We call it phase 2 of our building, where we can actually have some community space to do groups and allow community members to come in and have a space to meet. And so that's another way people could get involved if they'd like to help get involved with fundraising for phase two.
And your telephone number for people to reach for just finding out information and of course, your hotline number.
Yes. So just plain information is 860-364-1080. And then our crisis hotline is 860-364-1900.
And just to reiterate to people who are listening, with how much you've expanded in our area, financial aid from people is a necessity. I mean, yes, you have a great fundraiser with Trade Secrets, and it not only brings you in money, much needed money to operate, but it also helps spread the word in a different way. But it's really important for every individual who can hear my voice and who lives in this region to somehow step forward and donate either time or money, because your jobs are only going to get harder and expand more over the next several years.
Yes, I would agree with that. And all of our services are completely free. So all of the education programs that we provide in the region and then all of our client services, everything is free. So that makes our fundraising even more important so that we can continue those programs.
Well, Kelly, thanks for joining us this morning. Once again, Project Sage, you can find them on the web, project-sage.org, or just type in Women Support Services. Sharon, congratulations on your expansion, your name change, your new headquarters, and keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
All right, take care.
Thanks, you too.
Women Support Services, now Project Sage, an amazing transformation and an amazing period of growth over the past 40 years. Amazing.